بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقدوتنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه، علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما، أخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم وأكرمنا بنور الفهم، وأنعم علينا عظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد، أوفى بك الله سبحانه وتعالى أن تسقي أفضل بلغة الرسول محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم التسفر بإذن الله بكتاب الله. أما تسفر محمد إذا بلغ المسجد الله. Brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah next week, inshallah, there's going to be a mini series. We're going to start on Monday night with the never ending story in which we'll be speaking about the stories of the prophets and the messengers from Adam alayhi salam all the way to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then when we get to Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam, we'll speak about the biography of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. So it's going to be a long journey, and that's why it's a never ending story, inshallah. The other thing is, inshallah, next Thursday, we'll start also with the pillars of Iman. The pillars of Iman, which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, what is Iman? He said, Iman is to believe in Allah and His angels and His sacred books and His messengers and the day of judgment and the divine destiny, the good and bad. And this is what we refer to as the creed and the aqeedah, the belief of every single Muslim. So next Thursday, inshallah, we'll start with that and we'll continue, inshallah, with those new two series, new topics, inshallah. That should be, inshallah, a benefit for you and for all the listeners. And inshallah, if you could also bring whoever you can so they could benefit from these topics. Tonight, inshallah, I just want to take this opportunity to remind myself and to remind you about a very important matter in our life. And this is so important that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala combined, Allah azza wa jalla combined His worship, after His worship, He combined it with, which is the respect and the dutiful and the responsibility and the kindness to the parents, bil walidain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَقَدَ رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِ الْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Okay, your Lord had ordained to worship no one but Him, and after that Allah said, وَبِ الْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, and to be kind and generous and dutiful to your parents. Maybe something, ikhwani, because we live in a society, an era of too much freedom, which I'm not saying freedom is a bad thing, but sometimes when things get over the limit, they tend to the opposite. Some people misuse this freedom, and start using this freedom, in which they start using this freedom for what benefits them, and taking the freedom of others. And that freedom, my brothers and sisters, led to some people disrespecting the most respectable and honorable things in their lives, and that's their parents. Their parents, their mother, the one that carried them for 9 months, their mother, the one that went through many hardships and went through many, many tough days for the sake of this child. Their parents, the ones that used to wake up the nights for them, the one, the father that used to rig the day for them, and the mother stay at night for them. The parents who worked very hard for raising this child, and then this child, after this long time of hard and tough work, this child will turn his back, will turn her back, will turn their back on their parents just for the sake of a word or a concept called freedom. Islam emphasizes on the importance of respecting the parents, and emphasizes on the importance of being kind to the parents. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after mentioning the importance of His worship, He mentioned the importance of being kind to the parents. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions something like this, He's putting the status of respecting the parents and being dutiful to the parents to a high level, just under the level, or just under the worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He says, وَقَدَ رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِندَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُل لَّهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُل لَّهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. وَقُل لَّهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُل رَّبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes on the importance of taking care of the parents in many verses in the Quran Kareem. Even, and here I want you to understand one thing, my brothers and sisters, we are not referring to your Muslim mother and father, we're not referring to your Muslim parents, but even if your parents were non-Muslims, and as we have a lot of reverence to come to Islam and their parents are non-Muslims, or maybe some Muslims were born in Islam and their fathers or parents did Islam. Islam talks about the importance of being dutiful, the importance of being generous, the importance of being responsible, the importance of being caring to your parents. Islam is referring to your Muslim parents and your non-Muslim parents. To your Muslim parents and your non-Muslim parents, and we realize how important that is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَوَصَيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا. وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ, then Allah says, وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَنْ تُشْرِكَ بِمَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. There's nothing worse in this dunya. The worst thing in this dunya is to associate someone else with Allah Azza wa Jalla. The worst corruption is the shirk. The worst evil is the shirk. There's nothing worse than the shirk. It's worse than adultery, it's worse than fornication, it's worse than murder, it's worse than killing, it's worse than many, many evil things or even doing, or even wrongdoing in this dunya.
Much more hardships in taking care of this child than the father.
وينثري. The hardship of Winthrop. And then what amazes me, it comes to mind, is what amazes me when a lot of people start accusing, especially the ones that accuses Islam and Muslims oppressing the woman. Which religion gives a status to a woman like this? Which religion gives a high status to a woman like this? Isn't the mother a woman? Isn't the mother a female? Well, Islam will emphasize on this mother 3 times more than I emphasize on my father. Amen. We'll come to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we'll say, oh, Messenger of Allah, I want to go out with you in the jihad and expedition of the Prophet of Allah. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will ask him. He'll ask him and say, do you have any of your parents of Allah? So he'll say, I have my mother. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say to him, then go and perform jihad with your mother. Go and perform jihad with your mother. In other words, go and strive in the Prophet of Allah azza wa jal by pleasing Allah through saving your mother. For the paradise is under her feet. For the paradise is under her feet. If you're willing to go and strive under the hot sun and fight and die for the sake of Allah, then you could do a lot more than less than that which is taking him care of your mother. And that in the sight of Allah is greater than fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
He was carrying his mother on his back and
disagree or you disrespect. Allah has said, فَلَا تَقْنَمَا أُفْرِ وَلَا تَقْنَمَا. What do you mean by us to them? Not even express or show any sort of expression to them that you're upset or you're destroyed. This is what Islam tells you. How about those who swear at the parents? How about those who scream at the parents? How about those who hit the parents? Allah, Allah, some people beat the parents. They beat the parents, Allah. There are now some mothers who call them and complain to me saying, my son beat me. My son threw a diss at me. They do it. They do it. Yes, some people do it. وَلَيَّذَ بِاللَّهِ فَيَخْوَانِ إِسْلَامِ رِجِكْ.
Instead of using it for what pleases Allah.
وجل. من أسباب المنظر هذا الأكثر الذي كان paralyzed by anything that could make from his whole body is his tongue and his eyes. And I was watching this short interview in which a religious brother is making this interview with this young man, and he's just using this, he's using such a person to be an example for people like us. And they're all energetic, all healthy, all could do anything, but one simple accident will turn our world upside down. So this religious host was speaking to this young man that had this accident. He told him, what are the things that you wish for? He said, I wish for three main things. I wish for, especially maybe in the position that I used to be so healthy and energetic and so fit. I used to do many things. I never used to do that for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Now being in the position that I am and being in the state that I'm in, I wish for three main things. He said, I wish for number one thing is, I wish to prostrate to Allah. I said, I wish to prostrate to Allah. Especially when I had the chance to do so, I didn't. So now I wish that I could one day prostrate to Allah in this dunya. I don't think I could get it. And he mentioned that he first said in the hereafter, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, Ya ma yashfa'u ansaku wa yad'u ila sujoodi fala yastati'un. They will be called to prostrate to Allah Azza wa Jalla. They can't. Allah will make the non-believers that did not prostrate to Allah in this dunya. Allah will make those asat. Allah will make those disobedient that did not prostrate to Allah in this dunya. In the hereafter, when Allah tells them prostrate, they can't prostrate. The Prophet said, Allah will make their back and their body one block that they can't prostrate or bend. Subhanallah, ikhwani. You get the opportunity to prostrate to Allah in this dunya. The day that you really need to prostrate, Allah will give you the opportunity. When you neglect it in this dunya, you'll see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give it to you. So he said, I wish that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give me the energy and the hope that I could prostrate him, especially when I was young and I had the opportunity to do so, and I did not. And he said, I wish that I could get the opportunity to turn the pages of the Quran Kareem. Turn the pages of the Quran Kareem. Touch this Quran Kareem. Especially when this Quran used to be a book on the shelf that I never used to look at. And open other different magazines and open other different books and neglect the book of Allah. And one of the things he said, I wish that in the time of Ramadan or Eid, I could come in and hug my mother and hug my father and kiss their hands and I say, Kul aam wa antum bikhair, but this is too late for me. So, ikhwani, maybe something like this could bring some thoughts and some thinking to our minds, thinking about it, to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to use what Allah has given us, to use what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, to use what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us. Alhamdulillah, we are fit and young. Alhamdulillah, we are alive. Alhamdulillah, we are fit and young and we are alive. It's take advantage of what Allah has given us before we lose it. It's take advantage of the position that we're in now before it's too late. The Prophet said, take advantage of five before five. Make the use of five before five. He said, take advantage of your life before you're dead. Take advantage of the presence of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And he said, take advantage of youth days before you're old. Alhamdulillah, mashallah, you seem like you're young, you're energetic, you're healthy, you could do so much. But tomorrow when you get old, you can't do any. So take advantage of your youth days before you get too old. And he said to Allah Azza wa Jalla, take advantage of your wealth before you get poor. Use your wealth for what pleases Allah Azza wa Jalla. Worthless for you in this dunya before you get poor. So people have so much poor, they can use it on the gambling and poker machines. And then they end up with nothing. Or use it on drugs, they end up with nothing. And the Prophet also said, take advantage of your health before you get ill. Alhamdulillah, now you're healthy, you could do, you could walk, you could get, you could bring, you could take, you could give. But one simple virus, you can't even grab a cup of water anymore. You can't even speak, you can't even say anything. One simple virus, one simple bacteria, you can't even say. This will make you collapse and not live anymore. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, and take advantage of your empty tongue before you get occupied. Take advantage of it. Say, ikhwani, take advantage of this. And take the advice of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take the advice of him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it's all of us sent to Allah Azza wa Jalla, especially us shabab, being a young age, take advantage of our young days to please Allah Azza wa Jalla. Take advantage of this energy. Let's take this energy and use Allah's energy for what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so in return, we can get the paradise, not the hellfire. Ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to make us from those who listen here, and act upon what they listen here. Wa Allah rajul wa rasul listen. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.